from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A British MP calls for economic sanctions against the Caribbean after a visit to Jamaica's prison system.
Death Row itself is one of the most abominable places I have visited in my life.
Anti-Cuban legislation loses its edge in the Senate, and the government coalition in St. Martin collapses. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A British opposition MP called today for the Caribbean's access to Europe to be used as a weapon, forcing the region to end the death penalty and improve prison conditions. Former Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister Gerald Kaufman made the call in a backbench debate in the House of Commons this morning on Britain's relations with Jamaica. The debate was requested by Mr. Kaufman, a long-time opponent of the death penalty, after a visit to Jamaica.
It seems to me that the only way in which the Jamaican government is going to respond is by economic pressure. And that is why I do recommend to the government that they, while the government are staunch in their support for the West Indian banana regime, which is under threat within the European Union, that I believe that the government ought to use their support of that regime to put pressure on Jamaica to improve these conditions, to release these men, and to end death row, to abolish it once and for all.
Mr. Kaufman was scathing in his extensive description of his visit to Jamaican prisons and spoke of attacks by prison wardens and mistreatment of officers and inmates. He described Jamaica's death row as one of the most abominable places he'd visited in his life.